We're such in the apostolic and prophetic transition into Ephesians 4:11 through 16. We know we talked about that Ephesians 4:11 through 16, where you should be able spiritually to handle every situation in your life. All right, you should know the power of your prayer. You should know the power with which all the time. And you had to be trained to handle things because you got to do ministry. Every child of God has to do ministry. For one thing, we all got to witness and tell people about Jesus Christ. And so I'm glad you're here because this morning, the Lord's been waking me up at 3:30 in the morning and giving me the messages for this prophetical and apostolic transitioning. And just this message this morning will do so much for your life. Yeah. It will do so much. It's very simple, but it's very powerful. So I'll do it this way. I'll pray. I'll give you the subject. I'll give you the prophecy. Got a prophecy, almost a prophecy go with everything you give me now. Prophecy is telling you about the future, how it's going to unfold. So we just, Father, we thank you so much for your presence and for what you're training us to do. We thank you for the men and women who are here online and have over 2,000. We thank you so much that you minister to us this morning and show us the way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, you might want to write this subject down so you can, it's going to sound simple. Turn to John 15, Gospel of John, the 15th chapter. We're going to read four or five verses because they're real powerful. And there's an insight there that will cover these moments with us this morning. And I want you to hear this clearly, and I'm going to give you step by step with it. You'll be able to do it. We're going to deal with developing a living by the word lifestyle. Write that down. Developing a living by the word lifestyle. And I want you to look at that morning. Think about that a moment. It is the most powerful aspect of being a Christian. If you set your heart to live in a word lifestyle. I did it 50 years ago. All right? A word, a living. Now, you've been in church and you hear this subject. It sounds so simple. But it is the top. You're going to find out today, it is the top of the spiritual world. Yeah, when you learn how to live by the word, your defeats are over. All right? Your shortcomings are over. Because God knows how to take care of your shortcomings. You know God knows how to take care of our shortcomings? You make a mistake, God knows how to help you get back on the road. I'm glad about that. You? So when we read here in John 15, and I want you to, those of you who got Bibles or got some way you can mark it, I want you to look at the word abide in these in this text. Let me tell you what abide means. Abide means to remain. It means to endure. It means to dwell. It means to be present. It means to stand. I'll go back over. It means to stand. It means continuously. It means to wait. You know how to wait when you abide. If you prayed about something and it haven't come through, You don't get nervous. You know how to wait on it because you know God can't fail. And the last aspect of abide, when we read it now, you're going to understand it better. Not to depart for anything else. In other words, nothing run my life more than the word. Now saying that and doing that is two different things. You have to be fully in love with God, fully in love with Jesus. Put him in second place. I don't care where you're at in life, what you've accomplished in life, where you live at, what you're driving. Don't ever put God, in second place. Always keep him first. And the way to do that is you got to know how to abide in the word. Listen to our subject again. Developing a living by the word lifestyle. You heard it? Develop. See, it has to be developing. It's not going to happen automatic because there's so many other things after you leave church Sunday morning. There's some other thing pulling you to put it first. I'm going to say this now, and you want me to get them definition back to it. I'm going to say this. I wonder how many things in first place in your life above God. What you give honor to, what you give respect to, what you give your time to. Are you following me? See, once a person, when we read these scriptures about Jesus talking about abiding, once a person understand abiding, the abiding lifestyle, that person going to be powerful. Because Satan know you can't pull someone who have dedicated themselves to the word. And if you're not dedicated to the word, you're not dedicated to Jesus, you're not dedicated to God, you're just not dedicated, that's all to it. But yet you won't go in prayer. When things go wrong, you won't talk about, Lord, how much I love you. All right. So abide, let's get it again now. Abide means remain. In other words, God remain in first place. Nobody else, nothing else. It means to endure. No matter what come up, no matter what nobody says, I'm going to endure in the word. You see that? Y'all know what endure means, right? It means dwell. Be present. Whoa. My members this morning, some of them at home must be at home. I see a number kind of high. Some of them at home. And they thought I wasn't coming. I done preached five times. Say, he going to take a break this morning. I know you're going to. Right. You know what I'm saying, Jerry? You know what I'm saying? They ain't coming. Stand. It means stand. It means continuously. It means wait. I like this last part. Not to depart for nothing else. Now, if you don't permit this type of lifestyle to come up on your life, you're never gonna know God. Not like you wanna know him. And so listen very carefully this morning. In John, you got John Gospel, chapter 15. I want you to underline the word abide. Now you got all the definition of abide in this text, Jesus talking about how it goes. He said in the fourth verse, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except. Y'all see, y'all got a Bible?
Yes, sir.
What is it? Abide. How many times in the Bible is using that verse? How many times? Three times. My goodness. Verse 5 said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that, there it is again, abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. I mean, the opposite, you're not. For without me, you can do nothing. See? See? If you're not a body, you're just a drop in with God, and you want him to do what you want him to do, but you don't want to do what he wants you to do. All right, verse 5 says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me, now I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Verse 6. Look, he's trying to get something over to us, isn't he? If a man abide not in me, and you got all the definition of abide I gave you, he's cast forth of the branch, and it's withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That means you'll get whipped. And verse 7 says, there it is again. How many, somebody caught it how many times that is. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Let me read that again. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, listen to what he said after this. Ye shall ask what you will. Nobody be able to stop it. And it shall be done unto you. My, my, my. Prophetically speaking, I want you to hear this. Prophetically speaking, matter of fact, I want you to stand up for this prophecy. Because this is for you. And this is, the Holy Spirit is here to help make contact. To make impact on you by the Spirit this morning. Just listen, because he really wants you to get this. And in aspect to this abiding lifestyle, he says profound truth and profound liberty are knocking at your door. Let me say that again, because some of y'all ain't said nothing. Listen, this is a prophecy God prophesying over you with this message. If you get this message and start meditating on this message, this is what he said. Profound truth and profound liberty are knocking at your door. In every such a way. You understand what I'm saying? See, we're talking supernatural here. The next part says, kingdom maturity is an invitation that very few know about. Kingdom, this is a prophecy, but I'm just bringing it down to you. Kingdom maturity. Everybody say kingdom maturity. Kingdom maturity. You can't talk nothing about no kingdom maturity if you're not abiding in the word. And if God is not in first place, you are a liar. You can't talk about no kingdom maturity. You can't talk about God first place in my life and everybody else first place in God whenever you drop in. You don't want God to be a drop-in person in your life. I drop in when I have time. I'm too busy otherwise. Here you are standing in the present of living a heavenly life on earth. You heard me?
Yes.
Powerful, isn't it? The word of God, listen to this. In this prophecy, listen to this. Because I'm talking to you. Listen. You about to go someplace you've never been. Listen. The word of God has all the answer for your victory. Up in here, boy. There's all the answers. So if you're not getting your answers, that means you're not abiding deep enough. Because once you get in that word is going to bring you out. You heard that? That is powerful. The word of God has all the answers of victory, or you're my victory. And he says, in this message, now you will not be tricked or stopped. See, I'm going to give you points in a few minutes, points on how to do this. But he said, now you will not be tricked or stopped. Who happy about that? Hallelujah. You got so many things out there trying to trick you, you understand? The wisdom, the discernment, and revelation, the wisdom, the discernment, and revelation will keep you in a sure place at all times, no matter what's happening in the earth realm. Lord, have mercy. Let's sit down a few minutes. Prophetic opening are unfolding in your life right now. So get ready for deeper revelation, deeper manifestation in your life. Don't get left behind. These are moment of kingdom truth manifestation in the earth realm. And I was a prophet, you to tell the prophet, you just read it on out, but I to kind of dissect it for you so you can catch on more about it. You may be seated. So we're dealing with developing a living by the word lifestyle. Look at it, it's on the board. Developing a living, and you see, Jesus kept talking about, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask what you will. And he kept saying, abide, 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 abide. It means living in the communion or with the communion of the Holy Ghost. If you abide in the word, you're going to have strict communion from the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? So that's why meditation is so powerful. You're dealing with something and you sit. And you sit there with the word. And you're just, you and the word, just sitting there talking. I said, you and the word. Just sitting there talking. And all of a sudden the word tell you a secret. The word tell you a secret that nobody else knows. It's just between you and him. May the Lord tell you your secret this morning. Hallelujah. So abiding in the word, living that lifestyle in the word is in direct communion with the Holy Ghost. You can't abide in the word and not abide in the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? So here's one for you. Now here's one that's going to change everything in your life this morning. What? Your life about to be changed forever. This next statement. See how to flow in the spirit in every situation. I mean, you just, listen, my sister, you just flow out a problem. Flow out of Satan's reach. Flow in abundance. Flow in wisdom. Flow in enlightenment. Spiritual, you know, spiritual enlightenment. So another way to say it very simple is Jesus is asking us, we're going to bear fruit. We got to abide. He's saying, and you know, some of y'all are going to holler, y'all doing this. But just don't holler, you're doing it. When I say it, just you know, you have some motivation for your holler. Living by the word on a daily basis. living by the word on daily basis. I ain't talking about reading no two verses. You're talking about really living by the word. You're talking about pausing. Say, God, should I do this? You know, living by, Holy Spirit, you're going to help me in here. Living by the word on daily basis. Or is the word a part of your lifestyle? You ain't got time for it every day. Not all day. Living in the presence of the Holy Ghost on purpose. And the Holy Ghost not only going to direct you, the Holy Ghost is going to correct you. But go further, further, the Holy Ghost is going to protect you. Oh, man. Somebody say hallelujah. Directed, protected, and corrected. See, I want to be corrected. Yes. See that? See that? See, what? In the spirit world? In my relationship with God, my relationship with Jesus, my relationship with the Holy Spirit? Yes, sir. I don't just want to be protected. I want to be corrected. I want to be directed. Get those three words. Directed, corrected, and protected. What a life. What a life. Correction is important. It's precious. People don't like it, but you got to get it. Otherwise, thank you, Holy Ghost. Otherwise, permitting the word to keep your life in place. The steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord. No. Not asked by the Lord. Lord, you in control. Lord, I want your will in my life. Permitting the word to keep your life in place. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, act what you will. See, now we won't get on the end now. Act what you will. We won't get to the act what you will. But what about the abiding? That's two A's. Abiding and acting. This is the most powerful life that one can live. Abiding. Then he had me to tell you this, and this is what I've given my life for. Your life is my calling. How you come out. I got to make sure you come out right. So I got to preach the full gospel to you. I cannot pacify you and make you feel good all the time. I got to get you to see how powerful you really are. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking about this pulpit. I'm not talking about no bishop. I'm talking to you as a child of God. You got power if you abide and be led by the word of God and not just a whole lot of sound and a whole lot of jumping, but understand who you are. Oh, God. God want to fall in this place this morning. He want to remove all failure and all weakness and everything out of your life that's been holding you back because you're a child of the living God. Say this is the most powerful life one can live, abiding. Divine instruction are important. Living by the word of God is his master plan. I'm going to read that again now. Listen. Divine instruction. Yes, just things happening in your life and the word gives you divine instruction. In other words, give you supernatural instruction. Just think what kind of life it'd be. Supernatural instruction. There's nothing God can't answer. Wait a minute, I'll go further than that. There's nothing God can't solve. I'll go further than that. There's nobody God can't stop messing with you. But you got to know it. You got to have that word in you where that word can rise up and show you, God has not given you the spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. That word will remind you, the Lord is my shepherd. I should not walk. Yeah, do I walk through the valley? I'm just walking through the valley in the shadow of death, but I will feel no evil because I know he's with me. God is not going to accept your part-time love. He's not going to accept it. So this morning, as your pastor now teaches you, and your apostle show you the spiritual government, and as your prophet prophesying a new life over you, new dimension, new steps. You got to be listening though. New steps you're going to make from this day forward. New step. Am I abiding? Is God first? Is this me or this God? Am I letting my neighbor run me? Or is the word running me? Now, I want you to get the reality of this type of preaching. It puts you in position. Look how many times the word abides in there. How many? Who carried it? How many?
Seven
mean completion, don't it? The word abide in that text we read is seven times. Right?
Yes,
don't leave here and not do this word. Don't be only just a hearer, be a doer. Know that God is trying to position you apostolically. Yes. Ephesians 4:11-16. He's going to put you in that position where you know how to fight for yourself. You know how to win for yourself. You know how to stand for yourself. And you know the blood of Jesus already paid for everything. I'm already blessed. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm already blessed. You blessed too, tell them. Divine instructions are important. Watch what it says next. Living by the word of God is his master plan.
Yes.
Yes. Ain't not by no denomination. Living by the word of God. You getting taught properly. If you listen, you go home and read the scripture all the week now. Read it. Abide, 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 abide. You listening?
Yes.
Say hallelujah three times.
Hallelujah.
Three times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name. Listen, don't come here and don't get it. Don't come here with your sad self and leave sad. Let God give you some gladness. Let God give you some hope. Let God give you some holiness. Let God touch you while you're in this earth. He's powerful enough. God is alive. He ain't no dead. God is, oh, help me, Father. God is real. He wants to minister to you this morning. He wants to hug you. He wants to kiss you. He wants to love you. He wants to tell you, walk with me. Talk with me. I'm for you. Nobody can stop me. Don't ever think you're by yourself. Don't ever think you're going down. I'm not going to let you go down. Stick with me. I'm going to ride that up for you. I'm going to do something for you. Praise me. Give me thanks. honor me. You can't honor me without me doing something for you. Then he said to tell you, get your joy back. God doggone, no matter what's going on, get your joy back. Make a fake laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Now, I want you to understand, I'm preaching now. For your life. Not just to go to church, but for your life. I want your life to be touched. I'm not only speaking from revelation, I'm speaking from manifestation. I know what that word, he buried me in that word. I asked him, I said, Lord, I don't want to be a Christian and out in the street with everybody else. I said, show me what to do. And I thought he hadn't answered me. I was doing it, but I didn't know how I was doing it. Buried me in the word. He buried me. First day I got saved, he buried me in that word from that day forward. I never come up. I can't live without it. Every day, every moment, he's never off my mind. That's designed for every Christian. And I want you to receive that anointing today, that hunger. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. He said they'll be filled. Then and what do you mean they'll be filled with me? Because I'm righteous. Now, I have some more things I'm going to say to you. But let me say something to you when I hear the Spirit of God saying now. And this is a powerful statement. And you can't make it everywhere. But he said, tell you your failing days are over. Some of y'all said, y'all ain't don't even know what I'm talking about. Just what I preached to you a few minutes ago. Shut all your failing days down. If you abiding in the word, it doesn't mean something not going to come up. But it doesn't mean you're not going to come out either. Things are always going to come up. But can you come out? And when you got that word in you, that word is a conductor. It'll take you out of the hand of Satan and take you out of the hand of such a situation. Are you listening to me? Take you out of the hand of this world. You can't be a Christian living a worldly life. You got to live a word life. When the world trying to come in, the word got to push it out. When the enemy try to come in and try to destroy you and try to bring things in your life, the word, push it out. If you got enough word in you. Didn't say it wasn't going to come. But if you got enough word in you, whatever come, you'll push it out. It might not leave tomorrow. It might not leave next week. But it got to go. You understand what I'm saying? We not no little dummies coming here just coming to a church and put shoes and stuff on. No, we're powerful people, and we need to know it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Bible said you're clean through the word. The Bible said our word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Thy word is a lamp to my, pay attention, boy. The word said, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Thy word. I'm not going to walk in the darkness of this world. Satan's not going to trick me. I got a light on the inside of me. Let me say it this way. There is nothing up in this room right now that cannot be handled. The glory of God is here. Well, Abel, talk to me. I'm talking about sickness and disease. I'm talking about lack. I'm talking about confusion. I'm talking about somebody against you. I'm talking about somebody trying to trap you on your job. I'm talking about all kinds of stuff. They can't handle you. Not if you're abiding in the word. Not if you're walking by faith and not by sight. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. Come on now. If God don't make you excited, you're a hobo. I'm telling you, man, you get excited over a doggone ball game and can't get excited over God? Come on, will you talk to me here? Talk to me up in here. Somebody help me up in here. Somebody help me up in here. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about what God sent us, developing a living by the word lifestyle. Getting results. That does not mean everything will work out fine physically all the time. But that means you know how to change it. Be still and know I'm God. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. Chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripe I am healed. Don't tell me I can't be blessed. Psalm 24:1 said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell in it. Don't tell me I can't be blessed. Don't tell me I can't be healed. The Bible said, but he's wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Don't tell me I can't be healed. Now unto him that is able to do abundantly. More than I can ask or think. I'm come that you might have life. Thief come for one thing, but you're not serving the thief. I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Won't you go ahead and let me do it for you? Oh my goodness. Let me do it for you. Let me take you there. Sit down. I want you to write a few more notes now. Close. You have to hear the word and see it and wear it on a daily basis. Listen to the end of this now, son. The Holy Spirit needs word to work with. See what I'm saying? Yeah. See, you praying and crying and ain't got no word in you. And ain't no word you've been abiding in. The Holy Ghost ain't got nothing to work with. Wow. See. Look at John 6:63. Look at John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickened it. Look what he said. Look what he said about all this other important stuff in our lives. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, not the person next to you, I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. As we get a word, see it, wear it on daily basis. The Holy Spirit needs word to work with. Let me give you a bunch of scriptures. I'll be able to read all of them. 2 Corinthians 13:14. We just on John 6:63. Hebrew 4:12. Let's get an operation. Go to Hebrew 4:12. Let me let this word operate on us this morning. I'm going to put all y'all on the table this morning. Me too. Me too. We're all going on the table. Hebrew 4:12. Time to have a word operation. Locate you. Find out. Cut you open. Cut your heart open. Cut your mind open. Cut your heart open. Cut your mind open. What you're thinking about. What you're feeling. It's time to be operated on. The word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, you know, in the armor of God, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. So it'll cut you. See, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing. Even to the, we need this now, to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And look what he says at the end. Is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, when you got that abiding word abiding in you, that word operates on you. That word separates your soul. That word do a Romans 12:1-3. That word bring conviction on you. I said that wrong. You know, you're talking to somebody, and that word, you didn't talk to that person right.
Right.
You say that wrong. You know you said it wrong. Any of y'all ever been through that?
Yeah.
The word ever corrected you?
Yeah.
Huh? The rest of y'all ain't got there yet. The word never corrected you? You never been corrected? I'm going to go 5 or 10 more minutes. The Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. I'm making a demand on the Holy Ghost. This message is too good not to be true. And it should have an effect on every person under the sound of my voice. Yeah, and around the world. It's 2,567. That's probably 4,000 people. Because I got more people in the house. Around the world, have an effect on your life. This is a good message. This message will change your life. It's apostolic, it's prophetic, and it's pastoral. And it's teaching. And it's evangelism. It'll put everything together who you are. And then let me ask you a question. The Holy Spirit just asked me a question. How can you get angry with success? You know what I'm saying? How can you get upset with success? That's what God wants you to be successful. I'm going to say it. I've been abiding in this word and I'm fully successful. In every area of my life, the word did it. And I was called by God to pass it on to you every time we meet. There is a success anointing on my life. Because of abiding in the word. Not Leroy, but Jesus. Not Leroy, but Holy Ghost. Not Leroy, but Almighty God. He got all that in the word for you. You have no reason being a member of this church failing. Oh, failure presents itself, but you're not accepting it because you got too much insight, too much anointing, too much wisdom, too much knowledge, too much blood on the inside of you for it to whoop you. Don't ever come here think you're coming to a regular church. Don't ever come here think you're coming to a regular Christian life taking communion. No. You to represent God down here in power, in your life, your last name, your first name. You're a winner. Tell somebody you're a winner. And tell, no, I want you to tell them something else, though. Tell them, I want you to tell them something else. They ain't going to like this. Shut up. You're a winner. Shut up. Tell somebody, shut up, you're a winner. Don't be standing by me like you ain't no winner. Shut up, you're a winner. Sit down, let me finish giving you the scriptures. Quickly, I got to close. I preach myself happy. Hallelujah. Sit down. That's 14 minutes from an hour. Listen now, I want you to get this down because you're going to need this in the rest of your life, okay? Fear is removed from your life no matter what happened. 2 Timothy 1:7. Fear, whatever you're going through now, no, God wasn't it out. You got to think that and you got to say it. Get by yourself and say, God wasn't this thing out. Don't care what it looked like. Don't care how long it been. Don't care who it is. No, God is working this thing out. Fear is removed from your life no matter what happened. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, come on, Lord, but of power. Look at it. And love. I mean, he didn't give us one thing and a sound mind. I receive you. I love you too, daughter. That's a sound mind. You ready? Flowing in supernatural favor on daily basis. God dog boy. That's flowing, Psalm 84:11. Flowing in supernatural favor on daily basis. That's what happens when you abide in the word. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No, look at the end of this voice. Look at the end of that voice. Look, you get in a position. No good thing would he withhold from them that walk up. Oh, my. Ah! Oh, Oh, my God. No good thing, right? God is telling you, I'm not going to hold no good thing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, I'm not going to permit this world to hold you back. No good thing. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give. Look at giving. Look what he's giving. Grace and glory. I mean, don't pass them words over. Grace and glory. Don't load it. That's a loaded word. And then he said, no good thing will the Lord will he withhold from them that walk upright. So why you get upset when a person get blessed? They're walking with him. The blessing is going to flood. Oh. Guess what I heard? I feel a blessing overflow coming. A blessing. The Spirit, it's come up in my spirit now. A blessing overflow is coming. You cannot abide in the word without a blessing overflow. You take it? Then the Lord says, sit down a minute. I just can't worry about it. Lord said. Now listen to this one. This is important. You must focus on your blessing. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. You must focus on your blessing. Well, don't let Satan get you to focus on the curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Focus on your blessing. I said, find something working right in your life and focus on it. Do your left leg move? Do your left leg move? Do your right leg move? What about your thumb? Can you move your thumb? Find something working and focus on it. Satan will show you all the other stuff. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Find something in your life going right that you can focus on. I make it simple. I still can taste food when I eat it. I still can feel that water wet. Simple thing. I'm trying to show you. You got something to praise God about. I know the difference between hot and cold. I'm not drinking no cold chocolate when I want some hot chocolate. Just find something. Find something. I got enough sense to heat it up. Y'all leave here and say, I didn't preach in the morning. I'm coming to your house. Permit it. Write this down. Come on, write it down. I'm going to go 8 more minutes. And then if you don't act right, I'm going to go 18 more minutes. Turn to Isaiah 26:3. Permit in your heart to be kept daily by the Lord Jesus Christ. Permit in your heart. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. Stop worrying about all this mess they're talking about. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Put your mind on him. Because he trusted in thee. I trust the Lord. In all things. Put that text down and meditate when you read that. I got a bunch of other scriptures here. John 6:63, you got it. Hebrews 4:12, Romans 12:1-3, and Galatians 2:20-21. John 6:63, Hebrews 4:12, Romans 12:1-3, Galatians 2:20-21. Living in the light of the word on a daily basis. Look at Psalm 119:105. Come on, Leroy, you got to close. Psalm 119:105. Look at it. Look at that. Read it. That means I can't get lost. That's right. As long as I walk, I can't get lost. No matter what come up, I'm going to know where to go, how to go, when to go. We got Hebrews 4:12, right? Well, you got a statement to go with it. Being operated on by the word at all times. All right, we'll read two scriptures and we'll close with a statement. Walking in the light of the word daily. Give me Colossians 3:16, then I want Psalm 119:105. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richer in all wisdom. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalm and hymn and in spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Then give me Psalm 119:105. Look at that. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Stand on your feet and shout hallelujah 6 times.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I know y'all been singing all the week, but I got to have a song now. And, y'all know I was going to call. I want you to think about what God taught you this morning. That's powerful, man. What? And you know, I probably had to go do another part of it. We may do some a series on living in the communion of the Holy Ghost lifestyle. Living in the communion of the Holy Ghost lifestyle. That's another lifestyle. Abiding in the word and living in the Holy Ghost lifestyle. We're talking about developing a word, living by the word lifestyle, but there's a living in the communion of the Holy Ghost lifestyle. See how to flow in the spirit in every situation. I like that. Living by the word on a daily basis. Living in the presence of the Holy Ghost on purpose. Permitting the word to keep your life in place. Developing a living by the word lifestyle. That's the subject, right? This is the most powerful life one can live. Y'all listening? Divine instruction are important, aren't they? Living by the word of God is the master's plan. You have to hear the word, and see it, and wear it on a daily basis. Because the Holy Spirit needs word